simply outstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
Sup, you badasses!
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Things We Like. We are doing a thing this week. We're bringing in a new regime.
We're doing a thing, everyone.
It's a thing we like.
It is a thing we like. It's a massive thing. Yeah. We're going to start doing things we like about a set subject.
Instead of our usual rambling nonsense.
Yeah.
Although, there probably will be some rambling nonsense, so don't worry.
Yeah. Because our imaginary listener wrote in and told us that he'd like a little bit more structure. Or she. Not decided what she is yet. Or he.
She.
She's
definitely imaginary
though. Our imaginary correspondent.
Whatever gender.
Yeah. No, we can have a third gender, like Star Trek. Yeah. Not getting off topic. And it's going to be about Marvel and DC.
Marvel versus DC.
Like,
you know, no, maybe that's not really what the conversation's going to be about, but it's a great way to phrase it.
Why do they always have to fight each other?
They're closer than they've ever been before.
They are.
Well, since the DC left New York and Marvel tweeted them a picture of a crying raccoon. Oh, that's actually kind of sad.
Sorry, guys. We used to be enemies, but now the print industry has been compressed so much that we're the only friends we need.
Well, the arguments are as bad as each other, but we'll get into that.
Did they move to DC?
No, they should have done.
Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
If not, oh, they could have moved to the state, Washington, and called and said they were at Washington, D.C. And that would have been really confusing. And none of their mail would have got there.
Wait, hold on, hold the phone. Last night, well, you're probably going to be hearing this, 2 weeks from now, they dropped the first official photo of the Joker.
Oh, yeah,
really?
I saw that today.
You
oh,
saw
really?
That, eh?
I've not seen that.
Would you like a description?
Who is it?
Please. Jared Leto.
Oh, who's Jared Leto?
He's in Requiem for a Dream, Andy.
Which one was he in that film I haven't seen?
He's lead male junkie.
What else was he in?
Fight Club.
He's the pretty blonde one that gets his face smashed. Oh, yeah. He's in a rock band, isn't he?
Yeah.
A few seconds to Mars. A few specific seconds. They suck.
They do suck.
Okay.
But Leto I've not got a problem with. But, right, the new Joker, for those who are not in the know, I imagine you are by now, dear listener. But
as of 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. The photo they've shown, he's kind of all white and skinny. He's got his hands up on his head like that, mimicking the classic drawing from Killing Joke.
Yeah.
Bright green hair. The front grill of his teeth.
Yeah, he's got
metal teeth. He's got a grill.
He's got a grill.
Metal teeth. And he's covered in emo tats. And he's got, which I've not got a problem with, but he's got one right across his forehead that says damaged.
Yeah, I wasn't keen on that, but I'm not really keen like on that ha 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 stuff in the typical Joker font. He's got the big Cheshire Cat grin on his arm.
That's pretty cool.
So is this from Batman vs. Superman?
This is for Suicide Squad.
He might be shown like in an image or maybe even a cameo in Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Maybe. Let's see what happens.
There's a few people you've been put for that, isn't there? Will Smith supposed to be in Suicide Squad as well?
He'd be Deadshot.
Yes.
Well, I'm not overly keen on Will Smith's involvement.
Who is Deadshot as well? And
Deadshot is an assassin. He never misses.
Ah.
He's got like one eye.
Well, he's got an optical thingy.
That replaces his last eye. His traditional weapon is wrist-mounted automatic guns.
Yeah, very precise, very cool looking.
But he does those like trick shots, like bouncing bullets off walls and shit.
Cool.
To hit his intended target.
Like RoboCop.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
But he is also currently, in the comics, involved with Harley Quinn. Which I imagine is going to come into the film because the Joker's probably not going to be happy about that.
So very much a Batman villain, because I thought that Suicide Squad is meant to be crossover villains, isn't
across
it?
The DC universe.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But Batman's for everyone.
Oh, okay.
And all of the best stories, Batman stories, so that's where we remember most of these people are.
Unless you're the Arrow TV series and you start co-opting Batman storylines.
Yeah.
But that's another issue.
Suicide Squad. Like Deadshot. and Deathstroke. Deathstroke is probably their biggest current guy, and he's more of a Teen Titans villain than anything else.
Slade.
Jesse Eisenberg was rumoured for something, but I can't remember what.
He's Lex Luthor.
He is
Lex Luthor.
You reckon that's sound?
In real life, you mean?
He's not a rumour, he's playing him.
Oh, he is definitely on now. Yeah, cool.
Batman versus Superman.
Oh,
I've seen him in the trailer, I think. Or is he not in the trailer?
I think we've heard his voice and he's released a promo pic of him with his shaved head, effectively being Steve Jobs.
He's going to sell you an iPod.
But I think that's the direction they're going in. He is like corporate America, Lex Luthor. Mm. He is the face of like technology and stuff. I think it is meaning to reference that iconic picture.
It's on airplane mode, but it's not on silent, and that was a timed like notification from my game I play. So, you know, you get a...
Okay.
Real life's happening. This isn't planned. We can't plan this stuff out. Real life happens. Just roll with it.
Look on your face.
Just
burning eyes. What have you done?
Where are we at? Suicide Squad.
Marvel.
Suicide Squad.
Which is going to be second in this new DC... Well, third, technically, in this new DC film universe. Is it coming after Superman versus Batman, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's scheduled for August the 5th.
Right after it?
Next year, I think.
So a couple of months after it.
Yeah, so I'll follow on pretty quick.
Mm. And then they got a whole raft, and they got like the Aquaman movie, who's appearing in Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
The Flash movie.
Isn't Jason Momoa playing Aquaman?
It's an interesting flip. For those who don't know, classically Aquaman is a very blonde, very white underwater guy. And now he's a very black-haired Samoan dude, and he's huge and has dreadlocks. Very cool fish pattern tattoo down his arm.
It's looking good. I like it. I like Jason Momoa just because I'm in love with Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
And Stargate Atlantis. He's good in that team.
Holy shit.
Is it all go, go, go on all of those, though? Because they're not due out for another couple, like, till 2018 or whatever. And...
Production's go, go, go.
Oh, right, okay, cool. So they are off the ground with those people.
Not just them. Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg. Who else is getting a movie?
Shazam.
Oh, Shazam!
Cyborg as well. And they didn't do the Green Lantern remake shit as well.
Yeah, they can't do that any worse, really, can they? Although I do like Ryan Reynolds as an actor, and I do think he'll be a good
Deadpool.
But
he's gonna nail Deadpool.
There's only so much you can do with that bad a script and a bit of a witty like attitude, isn't there?
He's got a demeanour about him.
He's just cool.
If he brings it back, he's been out of the cool sort of Venn diagram for a while.
I think he's cool. I still love you.
I just saw a film the other day called The... Actually, I didn't see the film the other day. I started to watch The Voices with Ryan Reynolds, and it was just so appallingly shit that I turned it off.
The Voice?
Have you seen Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
Mm.
After, like, season 2, renamed to Two Guys and a Girl.
They lost the Pizza Place?
They lost the Pizza Place, yeah.
Oh, fuck it, I'm never watching that now.
Reynolds' big break, isn't
it? It's quite good. Comparatively.
It's good for a Canadian sitcom.
Did that come out about the same time-ish as Van Wilder?
It ran for some time. Like, yeah, it did like the usual... it's not a big series, so it only did 7 seasons, you know? Kind of.
Yeah.
It's cheap to make.
There's only 200 episodes.
Limited run.
Yeah.
The Marvel movies.
Yeah, they seem to have a slightly more structured plan about things.
I honestly think it feels much more like Warner Brothers have gone a bit more like, oh shit, Marvel have got this amazing plan, we need to be fucking pumping shit out, rather than it being as tied together as Marvel's appears to be.
We've got to kick this horse out the stable.
When I was at the cinema yesterday, there was an episode for Compare the Meerkat with the Meerkat toy, followed by an advert for what's it called? With the Confused.com, you know, the Confused.com robot.
Yeah.
Where they both ended with, like, get your Meerkat, and then get your Confused Brian toy. And then there was an episode for Marvel, and then one for DC. And it did resonate with me that it was a bit like, you know, Confused.com going, we've got toys too, you can have one of our toys.
Hey, adults, you need financial products and toys.
Yeah. But that's what DC's been kind of doing, like, shit, those Meerkats did really well with those stupid toys.
They weren't the first. That was Piggies.
Yeah. I kind of wonder that as well, though. Like, weirdly, Marvel, like, when you're looking at that angle, like, DC's a bit split. Fox and Warner Brothers
That's
and
the
Sony
issue,
are making stuff. Okay, a bit of Marvel stuff is being made by other people. Oh, X-Men, I guess, is the big
that's
one, isn't
Fox
it?
As well,
yeah, that's the big one, that's the Marvel thing. But also
I
Marvel...
it's pronounced Fanforstic.
Oh, yeah, Fanforstic.
But also... I guess Marvel, it's Disney, isn't it? So they've also got the Star Wars shit that they're pumping out as well.
Yeah.
And there's just a hell of a lot of fucking competition for the best times to release shit over the year as well.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, it looks like you've got a couple of head-to-heads coming of movies, but then there's also, like, not only are they going to be head-to-heads with whatever the Marvel thing is, but arguably the weekend they're releasing are going to be head-to-heads directly
between
with the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's like,
well, it's win-win for them, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's an incredible hit by Disney, Marvel, kind of in general.
Disney are kicking the shit out of everyone right now.
Yeah,
their revenue stream is in just so many toys.
So many Happy Meals.
It is strange seeing like the Marvel universe without the X-Men, but it's weird how, because in the comics, obviously. You get, there are lots of separate, I know there are lots of different, you know, it's a multiverse by definition.
We'll get into that later.
but they, you know, they do have, like, X-Men, all of this stuff that happens in X-Men doesn't necessarily impact Spider-Man. But they can quite easily be in a comic together and have the same goals and, like, bring different parts of those universes into it to the point where, you know it's all meant to be one real world. But, like, we just had all that mutant stuff pulled out of it.
I also feel like, especially, I've not seen it, but regardless of how good it is, I still kind of feel like Wolverine's a bit of a loss to the whole Ultron storyline as well, like, realistically, because he's right in there with it, isn't he?
Would have been nice. Well, it depends on which one you read. There's been a lot of Ultron stories.
Well, Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch, they're not mutants, are they?
They can't reference their dad.
They're mutants with a lowercase m.
Well,
they are mutated, not yet mutants.
Due to a bit of a corporate shit fit, I can't remember the name of the guy, but he has had the comics change the history of them now, so now Magneto's not their dad.
Oh.
Because it goes against their movie law, and the movie law makes more money, so now the movies are dictating the comics.
Oh.
Thing that I don't like is the Fantastic Four one, and not because I like the Fantastic Four, but I can't imagine a wider Marvel universe that doesn't have Reed Richards in it,
dude.
Because he's such a big player in everything. Like Reed Richards and Hank Pym and Tony Stark are the like big three tech pillars of the Marvel universe.
With Banner around the edges.
Yeah, with Banner around the edges, but he's always like underground because of his condition.
Yeah.
What's his condition?
He has some kind of anger issue.
Is he irradiated?
Yeah, because counselling.
Is he the guy who was bitten by that spider?
Yeah.
That really messes spider.
A big green spider.
But it's like Pym's been sidelined. It would seem, from my understanding now, he's in the Ant-Man film, and he's doing techie stuff, but he won't be the raging psycho genius that he is from the comic books. At least it doesn't look that way to me right now.
I'm going to ask Andy a question, and spoilers out there, considering you're the only one who's seen Age of Ultron, just this one thing, is Hank Pym mentioned at all in the film?
Negative.
Right.
Oh, it's a disappointment.
Which, you know...
I wanted it to just be like some kind of archive CCTV footage of him working on some shit. Maybe not even... Maybe that's potentially in the background of a shop somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you might not have noticed or whatever.
Oh, potentially,
there's a little Easter egg.
They like those things. They like that
they do.
Stuff.
But, it kind of a bit got in. Because it is a little bit like you've robbed the creator.
Well, just go back to Fantastic Four. I despise the fact that they're now children. And it's not because I don't think it's... I hate seeing teenage actors and stuff.
Are they really children?
They're like... Well, okay, fine. The oldest 20s. They are is like 25.
Yeah.
But I hate S.H.I.E.L.D. did it as well. Where they kind of put along this edit. they kind of back up this idea that you can be like in your early 20s and like a fucking, you know, theoretical scientist, that you can be like an absolute expert at something when you're like 19.
It is Reed Richards.
Yeah,
he is meant to be a bit of a fucking Da Vinci kind of style, but mad with the science guy, isn't he?
It just looks like four people who are on their internship from the trailer at least, four people on their internship have kind of like discovered interdimensional travel. So fuck it, strap them in, let's go.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Strap them in.
Strap them on.
What?
It is kind of weird because Reed Richards and Ben Grimm appear to be of the same generation, and Sue is a little bit younger, and Johnny is even younger than all of them.
Mm. Whereas, I kind of actually like the thing with Jamie Bell, isn't it?
Jamie Bell's thing.
I kind of like that though because it means it doesn't have to be somebody who looks sort of similar in human form. Not necessarily, obviously, gets a lot bigger, but you know what I mean. A lot of the previous ones have been those kind of solid, stumpy kind of looking guys.
Ben Grimm looked a bit of the grok before he became the thing. Not anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas really, it's the attitude that's got to carry over, yeah. Isn't it? More so than the look at all. He goes for it. Like
that's what I think the first Fantastic Four did quite well. It just reminded me of the cop from Breaking Bad. His entire attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar looking dudes, Chiklis and whatever that guy's name is. Mm. Hank.
I also like that Hank. Miles Teller dude, because Whiplash and shit in it. Like, he was really, really fucking good in that. I'm willing to see what he brings to the table on something like that.
So what was your main issue with Fantastic Four?
Oh, that they can't have Reed Richards in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Current agreements.
What is their current agreement? Is this like long term? They have the rights, or is it
Fox?
As long as they keep making movies. Is that always how it goes? Is that like this seems to be the? Because that's what Sony have got with Spider-Man, isn't it?
Kind of franchise in effect.
That's how they got Daredevil back. It was owned by Fox again, yeah. I think, and they ran their deal out. They were going to like rush a film out, but then they just went and the rights just reverted back to Disney Marvel.
Surrender that gigantic pie. To the fray, my rascally restaurateur!
Speaking of Daredevil, it is a joy. And as much as I love that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is family friendly, anyone can go and watch, anyone can get involved. I've been waiting for an 18 rated Marvel adaptation for a long time.
Since Blade 3?
Daredevil is their Batman in a lot of ways. Mm. He's the fist fighting, crazy, uber obsessed dude who. I mean, he does have superpowers, really.
He's got skin. Yeah.
But, yeah. Because, like, Stark is similar to him in the fact that he's got all this tech, he's got all this money, and he's a genius. But he's a lot more happy than Batman. Mm. Whereas Daredevil is grim, especially as they go with the Frank Miller stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's just grimness personified. You
have to watch it. It sound really good.
Ooh, on a brief side note, you see, I think it was yesterday, it was announced Frank Miller is making Dark Knight 3.
Howard texted me about it before.
But he's not drawing it, he's only writing it.
Okay.
For those who don't know, The Dark Knight Returns is the Batman book in the 80s that turned Batman into the most uber-dark motherfucker. Modern Batman that you know now wouldn't exist without Frank Miller. His crazy politics aside, he is a bit of a comics genius.
I've read a station of Frank Miller, partially at least.
He's the most right-wing guy you'll ever meet, aside from Rush Limbaugh.
I can't remember the comic that he made that they wouldn't let him use Batman for.
Holy Terror.
What was the bad guy called? And what was Batman called in it? It was
the fake Batman.
Yeah, it wasn't called that. he had a silly name.
Essentially, fake Batman goes around beating up Muslim guys.
Yeah, he wrote a Batman story, submitted it, and they said, "No, you're not submitting this. You're not having Batman do this." And then he said, "Fine, well, I'll call him something else and have him be." Say, I mean, it's in Liberty City, and there's the Statue of Freedom and stuff like that. It's just it may as well be Gotham meets New York. And there is a bit where he's hanging some Muslim guy upside down, interrogating him about the terrorist attacks. And he calls him Muhammad, and the guy says, "That's not my name." And he says, "Well, that's what you're all called."
It's horrible. Batman definitely is down that bend, isn't it?
Batman, yeah, that is not Batman's drawing.
Well, it's kind of got the Batman-ness to it, wherein he's willing to go to any length to get to the bottom of it. The problem is that, like, Batman would do that with henchmen and the obviously evil and insane, whereas Batman meets Punisher, basically just starts torturing people who look brown. So he just like everybody, and in doing so, discovers the terrorist places. Like he grabs someone from behind like a falafel stand, and that's the guy who calls Mohammed, and that guy actually does know where the secret underground lair is, within which the plans to overthrow the United States. So it's not even like stupid racism. Frank. It's like, no, you shouldn't trust these people. They're all in on it.
Well, it's meant to be satirical to a point, but like he is massively right wing.
Go on his website and look on his blog. If it's still around, it was taken down. It's been taken down a few times, but you can always get it on the internet. What's it called?
The internet.
The internet archive, which you know, it keeps backups of sites, scans the web, and it's got loads of his like mad insane things about how everyone should go join the army to fight terrorism and not let them in our country.
While we're on comics, I'd like to just briefly bring up my current bugbear with Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a big event this summer. They often have big crossover events on the comics to get people to buy more comics, and both Marvel and DC are doing Another Planet, all previous iterations of all the characters from all timelines and universes are ending up on this planet, having a fight, and whoever wins out of this fight will become the new universe for both Marvel and DC.
Who's copying who?
Really?
Who's copying who? Which one went for, who is this some kind of evil plan by Grant Morrison to just fuck everything up? Or
maybe what? It's like an idea brought together. You know, maybe they have both decided, hey, this is the best way to do the reshuffle, so everyone's got the rights to things they've got the rights to, and it can move forward the best way for them, but it's really seems more like the best way to make the most money.
It is pure business. Fuck comics, only read The Economist. But I would like to also point out, I've not read much of Battleworld, but Convergence sucks. Gigantic. Oh, it's the worst. Whereas Multiversity by Grant Morrison is excellent. You should read that. But it is cold corporate moves, and the more that the corporate suits are dictating what the comics should do, the worse the stories are getting. And eventually that's going to mean bad movies.
So does that mean that they're not in Universe 616 anymore?
No, they're going to kill 616.
What?
Yeah, I know. 616 is the mainstream Marvel continuity universe.
What do you think that the guy who goes around, he only exists once in all the multiverses, and he makes sure that good and evil doesn't fall out of play.
The Watcher? No, that's not right.
He is a what?
A Marvel guy.
Yeah.
It's probably somebody.
The Grand Tribunal.
Yeah.
Yes. What's he going to do about it?
He's probably going to turn up and be all, Moon, let's have a fight. It's probably him behind it. You don't know who's organised Battleworld yet.
I hope that in DC, the 66 Batman line wins.
Oh,
and that all Batman is just Batman 66.
What's Batman 66?
It's the comic line based on the Adam West TV show.
Oh, I see, like the year of its production.
Yeah.
That is your favourite, isn't it?
It is my favourite, but that comic is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's really funny, and it's drawn really well.
And Cesar Romero Joker has a moustache under his makeup.
Yep, all the classic tropes.
Fantastic.
Burgess Meredith Penguin.
That's kind of the way I like Gotham as well. Gotham's like a modern version of the 60s Batman TV show.
Penguin is very Burgess Meredith from The Waddle.
It's mad as shit, and it's a reinterpretation, but I think it has its own charms.
Yeah. I just want one day in one of these films to have the classic "we're walking up a wall" shot.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I have to say that as well about like Josh Whedon's involvement in all of this. Like, how many times in how many movies are people going to run up boxes when there's a perfectly good staircase? He can't help himself. Just can't help himself. It's like something that looked great when he nailed it in Buffy and shit back in the day. And he now just always does it.
Did he do it in the first Avengers?
I don't think he did in the Avengers, so I was watching out for it. But Serenity, or four times.
Dollhouse.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he must have done it in Marvel. I'm sure there has to be an instance where he just, you know, utter ridiculousness of I. Yeah, I'm going to look out for it again next time I watch it, but I bet somebody did somewhere.
At least his fighting scenes have got better since Serenity. Like, some of that's just ridiculous. There's the bit where, surprisingly, I can't remember the name of the woman. She's married to Wash. the Amazon fighting woman, I think she's described as.
Oh, diddly doot doot.
Yeah, where she, when they're attacking the base, and she rolls out of cover, like does a full forward roll, and then stands up. Like, stands fully upright, and then takes her guns out,
have
and then shoots.
Have you never played GoldenEye?
Yeah.
Legitimate fucking fighting game. Yeah.
Roll really slowly.
Gun out of pocket, onto one knee, get shot in the face.
Yeah. Given, like, the massive boost of Marvel and DC, there's only really been one really good line of comic-based video games, like the Batman ones.
Those Arkham ones.
Yeah, no one else has really done a good sort of comic book video game.
Spider-Man 2, based on the Spider-Man 2 film.
Was very good.
It was really good.
Oh, and that one, the Fractured Dimensions, whatever it's called. That was pretty good.
Shattered Dimensions, that's alright.
It's alright.
I had the Spider-Man one on the Cube, the game, what was it called? The GameCube.
Cuboid.
Oh, Howard had it and lent it to me, and we got a projector, set up a big projection screen. It was amazing back then, just like going up to the top of a building and jumping off the Empire State Building and going wee and then firing your web. It's awesome.
Oh, nice.
It was like free roam, and that's what was great about it too, and hasn't been done since.
Mm. Ooh, how do you feel about them actually casting a proper teenager to play Peter Parker?
I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
I didn't know this.
Casting a 15-year-old.
But isn't it, are we in the middle of a Spider-Man reboot?
Yeah, but now there's one being done by Marvel, isn't there?
Ah.
Oh, dear God.
The deal is, because of lots of reasons, and Sony fucked up, and then they had the big hack, they're in all kinds of trouble, so they ended up doing a deal with Marvel Disney so that they can use the Spider-Man characters. They are going to help Sony make Spider-Man so they don't fuck it up. And they're both going to get a cut of each other's movies. So it's a great deal all round.
Wow.
Yeah. But it means as well, Marvel suddenly gets to use all of Spider-Man's awesome bad guys.
Osborn.
Fucking Green Goblin.
Green Goblin, Hobgoblin, both in it.
Yeah. Doc Ock.
Full reign with Kingpin.
Oh, yeah. So, like, who's got a Spider-Man involvement movie first?
As far as I know, the first one will be Civil War.
Yeah. Which is Marvel.
Is that going to have Spider-Man in it? I didn't think it would.
It is now, but he's not going to be playing the Spider-Man role, because...
What does this mean?
Something. I'm not going to say what it is, because it'd be massive spoilers, but he has to do certain things, and the fact that he is now a 15-year-old kid who is at the start of his career, they will not do
doesn't
those
make
plot
sense
lines.
Yeah. For that plot line to run.
So that plot line's going to go to Black Panther.
Yeah, I'm really, really hoping that the Punisher role gets transposed over to Daredevil.
They've already talked about it.
Because Daredevil is their current ultimate badass.
Mm. Oh, you mean for Civil War?
For Civil War.
Good point.
Because Punisher...
Who's got Punisher?
Marvel. Marvel, yeah.
Because they've already talked about bringing Punisher into season 2 of Daredevil.
Okay.
Which will be coming out after Civil War, I think.
Hmm. It's just, like, basically, in Civil War, mild spoiler alert, Punisher turns up, and all the other heroes are not on Punisher's side, because he kills people and is generally untrustworthy. So he basically turns up and stitches everybody up. So they need a more renegade badass who isn't affiliated with any of the big teams they're lining up for that role, and I think Daredevil could fit the bill based on this series.
Oh,
cool.
Especially if they make him, like, ultra badass. But that's just my hope. It's pure speculation.
There aren't many other characters that could use to fill in that gap.
It seems I've heard that song before.
It's all... Well, let's sum this up. Marvel are doing a much better job currently than DC. And I'm not a DC hater. I love the DC. But they are kind of floundering in the wind, and Marvel are flying like an arrow.
That's what you did there. Yeah.
Partially probably because they've tied everything up, whereas Mark DC are doing their film universe and several separate TV universes, which is making things a little odd.
It is, but they're on the back foot, so you never know. If someone had said before Iron Man came out that we'd be seeing a Doctor Strange film in 10 years, then people probably wouldn't have believed them, which is probably why we feel this way about DC, that it's never going to come together. But it worked for Marvel, and there's no reason it can't go the right way for them.
Yeah, I'm totally hoping for it, fingers crossed.
Yeah, just like ditch Will Smith from that Suicide Squad film, and I'll have a lot more faith that it's going to go in the right direction.
Apparently stomping all over the script. No, this line's for Will Smith. No, this line's for Will Smith.
Oh,
God, yeah. So we'll see. But unfortunately, we've reached the end of our tenure on the airwaves for this week.
We did do a lot of Marvel and DC.
But that was the point.
Well, I just suddenly realised that I was saying it. Am I doing that thing now?
You thought we were just doing things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been wonderful. You should go and read some comics, support the industry, because otherwise it's all going to be the movies, and eventually it's all going to implode like a giant sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and read Marvel 1602.
Oh, that's a good one. Marvel, but in the year
1602. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, with all crazy Renaissance oil painting style covers and stuff. It looks great.
They are also in Battleworld, obviously.
Excellent. Well, I hope they win.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a proper nice little Renaissance movement.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and read probably Court of Owls.
Mm.
Scott Snyder. I've a few issues with his current run. We'll see how that goes. But the Court of Owls run was fantastic.
Solid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home. No, I'm not. I'm going to go to the pub.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we are all going to
the pub. I'm going to go to the pub, but tomorrow I'm probably going to start reading The Killing Joke that I was lent and haven't read yet.
Awesome. Alan Moore.
Indeed.
Dave Gibbons. Yeah, came out the same time as Dark Knight Returns, written at the same time, and arguably the comic book responsible for the current iteration of the Joker. Mm-hmm. Joker wouldn't be nearly as crazy and fucking psycho as he is now if it wasn't for that book.
I look forward to it.
Well, yeah, awesome. We'll have a make my Marvel and whatever DC say. DC don't really have a saying.
Wash.
DC say wash.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can do it. Things we like at thepeoplesbeard.co.uk or on like that Twitter thing.
Yeah, that Twitter thing that is @_things_we_like.
And Things has a capital T.
Things does have a capital T. Yeah, come and check it out. Come and hang out with us, actually.
Come and hang out with us! Yay! I've been Jan.
I've been Alf.
I've been Jim.
And I'm Andy.
But our secret identities will remain secret.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Come back for Stuff Sucks next week. Bye.
Bye. I was going to say Washington. Washington, D.C.
Well, wasn't that nice? I think we all had a lovely time, and I think we learned a lot about Marvel and about DC.
Washington, D.C.
And about each other. And isn't that really the point?
Washington, D.C.
And as an addendum to an earlier item, Jason Momoa is not Samoan, he is in fact Hawaiian, so wearing my ass hat for that one. Just a brief note on the end that if you are ever in the northwest of Britland, in a town called Southport. And if you ever visit there, why don't you pop into the Geek Pit, which is a recent addition to the stalwarts of bricks and mortars. It's important to keep the stores open. It's full of comics, it's full of like merch. Go in there, hang out. I believe they play Magic the Gathering a lot in there. So if you're into that, pop down. Go and have a look. Go and support the industry. Save comics.
Time for a disappearing act, boys.